I'm Reverend Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and I'm your pastor for the day. It's that time of year for making New Year's resolutions. Resolutions are not easy to keep. Some statistics suggest that less than 10% of New Year's resolutions are kept for an entire year. I saw a comic that showed a man writing out his New Year's resolutions and saying, "This year is not going to be fun." Another showed a duck writing on a piece of paper with the heading, "Realistic Resolutions." Beneath that, he was writing, "Gain weight, get older, save less money." We all understand how hard it is to keep New Year's resolutions. But there's one resolution that can be easy to follow. I'm glad you're listening to Mars Hill Network. And I hope that means that you have decided to make listening to Christian radio a regular part of your media diet. If you haven't made it a resolution already, I hope you will consider doing so. Why? Well, just as our consumption of food shapes our bodies, our consumption of information is doing something to our thinking and our souls. We may go to church on Sunday and Bible study during the week, and perhaps we do a devotional each morning and spend time in prayer. That's time well spent with the Lord. But research says that the average person spends over 2 hours per day on social media alone. How much time do you spend on social media, on the internet, on watching cable news? The volume of information coming from these sources is forming and shaping our understanding of what is true, what is honorable, what is good, what is noble, what is just, what is worthy of praise. It's unavoidable. These platforms and programs will influence your spiritual formation. I encourage you to resolve to be more spiritually disciplined this year. And one simple way to bring more godly information and knowledge into your life is by turning to trusted sources of Christian platforms and programming like the one you're listening to right now. In his letter in the Bible, Peter tells us to supplement our faith with virtue and knowledge and self-control and steadfastness and godliness and brotherly affection and love. And then he says, "For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." There are many worldly forces working to shape your thinking. The Bible says, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Paying more attention to trusted Christian sources of information is a simple way to help you be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm Reverend Dennis from First Baptist Trumansburg, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day.